Hello, this is Microbe Talk, the podcast from the Microbiology Society. Today, Laura and I are going to be looking back at the last week for our annual conference Super Roundup podcast. Last year, in 2020, we had to cancel our flagship event due to the pandemic. The UK went into lockdown just weeks before our flagship event was supposed to take place in Edinburgh. It was a real blow because there was so much amazing science due to be presented, as well as a special Fleming showcase to celebrate the Society's 75th anniversary. Here we are now, a year later, and in-person events are still very much out of the question in the UK due to the ongoing coronavirus control restrictions. But 2 years without the microbiology community coming together is far too long, especially at a time like this when microbiology is more important than ever. And so we transitioned annual conference to a digital event with a 5-day programme chocked full of fascinating science.
So after months of planning and behind the scenes work, Monday kicked off with the premiere of our Why Microbiology Matters film, which you have to watch on our YouTube channel if you haven't had a chance to see it already. It really is a celebration of microbes and microbiologists. Then Professor Judith Armitage, President of the Microbiology Society, welcomed everyone to the event, giving a glimpse of what delegates have to look forward to and welcoming the first of our 9 prize lectures of the week. This was the Marjorie Stevenson Prize Lecture from Professor Martin Maiden from the University of Oxford. Martin discussed his career in public health and control of the pathogenic bacteria meningococcus. After the lecture, the scientific sessions began. There were 5 sessions on Monday, with a morning session on microbial physiology, metabolism, and molecular biology, during which microbiologists from around the world presented their research on the biochemistry and structure of cells, and how microbes adapt to survive in different conditions, such as extremely salty water, for example. Alongside this, 2 all-day sessions focused on SARS-CoV-2 and the COVID-19 pandemic, and antimicrobial resistance. There was a lot to catch up on, with so much work having been done in these areas, and these sessions had some really positive discussions. I'm sure that a lot of new collaborations will be formed as a result. Meanwhile, Sarah Blackford was running a really popular professional development workshop, providing advice and support in career planning and providing guidance on microbiology career opportunities. After all this, the first day was then wrapped up by Professor Britt Koskela from the University of California, Berkeley. She was the recipient of the 2021 Fleming Prize Medal. Britt gave a fantastic and detailed presentation on her work understanding the plant microbiome. After Britt's lecture, there was a short Q&A with Robert Jackson, who nominated Britt for the award. The poster presentations from the day's scientific sessions took place in the evening, giving delegates an opportunity to network and catch up with more research in an informal setting. It was a really successful first day, and it was so nice to see the microbiology community coming back together after 2 years apart.
So Tuesday started with the 2020 Marjorie Stevenson Prize Lecture, awarded to Professor Julian Parkhill. His talk was called 20 Years of Sequence Gazing. It was all about dating bacterial evolution, and he said something which was quite interesting that I hadn't heard before. It was a quote, and he said, "Evolution is a tinkerer, not an engineer." He used the example of Staphylococcus and fluoroquinolone resistance, and it was amazing that through sequencing, they found that fluoroquinolone resistance has developed in the West Midlands in the mid-80s. It's amazing that they could go that specific. It was also really nice to see Gordon Dugan back, and Sharon Peacock led a Q&A at the end of the session. The sessions for the day were genetics and genomics, SARS-CoV-2 and the COVID-19 pandemic, clinical and translational, and marine microbiology from the ocean to the lab and beyond. Going alongside all this was the essential skills, how to secure a fellowship. And I learned that everyone is different, and it was very, very popular. They had over 60 people attend. I, of course, dropped in on the marine microbiology session, which was great. And Tuesday finished with the 2020 Peter Wilde Prize Lecture, awarded to Professor Graham Hatfull. His talk was called "Who Wouldn't Want to Discover a New Virus?" He talked about his programme CPhages, which is a project aiming to increase undergraduate interest and retention in biological sciences. I urge you to read up on it because it's a fascinating scheme and really inspiring.
And then came Wednesday. It was a really exciting day, and by now everyone was very used to the digital event platform and were really settling into the science. To celebrate being halfway through the week, we started the day with this year's Hot Topic lecture from Stefan Lewandowski. Stefan is based at the University of Bristol and discussed the post-truth world, reflecting on why some people are more inclined to believe conspiracy theories or harbour mistrust towards scientists. I think this talk went a really long way in helping us understand why some people feel the way that they do, and we were provided with some of the tools to have constructive conversations with people, especially those who are hesitant or against vaccination. By this point, the conference was really getting into full swing, with sessions on microbial biotechnology, how bacterial metabolites affect the physiology of the host, and RNA viruses. In the afternoon, there was also a session called Exploring the Eukaryotic Tree of Life, hosted by Protistology UK. At the end of the day, it was back to the bumper programme of prize lectures, with Dr. Elizabeth Bick giving her very well-deserved 2021 Peter Wilde Prize lecture. Elizabeth has been fighting against misconduct in science, particularly in scientific publishing, for several years now, and it was incredible to see the prevalence of fraudulent and manipulated data in peer-reviewed published articles. It was an incredibly inspiring talk, and it was so wonderful to see how committed the microbiology community is to producing responsible, ethical research. Again in the evening, there was a series of fantastic poster sessions delving into the day's scientific sessions even further, and a special workshop for early career microbiologists. We have had so much feedback about the devastating impact the pandemic has had on early career microbiologists this past year. Many have lost a year's worth of research time in the lab, which is so precious during a short PhD. The session aimed to provide early career microbiologists with the tools to cope with the challenges thrown at them during the pandemic, and I think people really appreciated the opportunity to come together and relate to colleagues who are facing the same challenges as them. And we cannot forget the social event of Wednesday either. The pub quiz is a staple of the annual conference social programme, and this year was no different. I was really surprised to see how many people went after what I can only assume was a year of Zoom quizzes. But as always, this social event was a huge hit.
Thursday started out with the 2021 Unilever Colworth Prize, awarded to Professor Azra Ghani. Her talk was called Getting Back on Track, the Tools and Strategies Needed to Achieve Malaria Elimination and Eradication. She gave a fascinating overview of recent trends in malaria globally, and particularly poignant as you can see that numbers have plateaued. She went through the key challenges that scientists face, particularly that people need to remember diseases like malaria exist when COVID dominates the headlines. I was helping out with the DNA viruses workshop all day, which was fascinating, but I did see more images of lumpy skin virus than I ever want to see again. Ever. The other sessions going on that day were public health microbiology, phage biology, the impact of UK-EU deal on scientific research and innovation, and the essential skills on entrepreneurship. The last lecture of the day was Martin Blaser's prize medal lecture. It was entitled Antibiotics at the Crossroad. He pointed out what happens after antibiotic resistance, like the disruption of microbiomes and the fact that children's microbiomes are changing a lot from their mothers.
It's Friday afternoon and we are wrapping up the conference week. This morning started with a fantastic Unilever Colworth Prize lecture from Professor Manu Prakash, who was awarded the prize last year. Manu is based at Stanford University, and he discussed his incredible and important work of making science accessible for everyone, regardless of where you live and how much money you have. One way that Manu has done this is by developing microbiology tools from cheap and easily accessible resources, such as his Foldscope, a card microscope that can be made for just $1. It was a wonderful talk, finishing with a Q&A with Kalai Mathi, who nominated Manu for the prize. And you'd think after 5 days, people would be taking it a bit easier today, but it has been yet another packed programme of sessions, with the Infection Forum, a session on mobile genetic elements, which are the plasmids and integrins and transposons that microbes secrete, and a workshop on visualising viruses. The final professional development session of the week was on teaching microbiology in higher education. We will be finishing a little earlier today, which meant that the final prize lecture of the week, discussing viral non-coding RNAs, took place just after lunch instead of at the end of the day. This prize medal lecture from Professor Joan Stites, who is based at Yale University, was a fascinating and complex insight into her work on gene expression in viruses and the role RNA plays. After the lecture, our very own president, Judith Armitage, asked Joan some questions about her career and her research. It has been a fantastic week, and I just want to say thank you to the Building Communities Committee and our divisions who have poured so much love and energy into this event to make it the success it has been.
We also want to say thank you to the delegates and presenters for making this week such a tour de force of groundbreaking microbiology research, and to the exhibitors and sponsors who've brought such excellent support and resources to the delegates. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.